Do it again.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world.
You're listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.
Hey girl, a martini, shaken, not stirred.
Don't try and church it up, son.
You can't handle the truth.
I am big. The picture that got small.
Your first one's on us. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody, this is Drake Jokes and Storytelling. I'm your host, Mark Rigadon, and with me, as always,
Richie Byrne.
Your producer, Soul Joel.
And we have a very...
We have a very special guest who was supposed to be in a few weeks ago, but he got really sick and couldn't come in, had major surgery. And he's here to rebut a story that I told.
Well, and he wasn't just on one episode.
No.
We talk about him
regularly. For a guy who's not a headliner, or even that funny... We talk about him a lot.
He's the most printed.
He's been mistaken on the tour. He's been on the circuit.
Now, here's the deal. Before we get into the stories, because we have a couple, and we want to do drinks, jokes. So and you have a special drink.
We had a couple wild weeks where we've been.
I know we
a
missed
off key.
We've been off key. Yeah.
You know what?
But couldn't do it with Vic Henley.
When an artist goes nuts, you have to just back
we
up
had,
and go.
Vic Henley
run.
We couldn't do it.
Run
he,
for
he,
us.
Yeah, he ran, and we just let him go.
I gotta tell you, I'm actually excited that you're gonna be here, and we're gonna slow down.
Because we're exhausted. So
I'm ready to go, boys.
I know your drink, and it's a good
so
drink.
It's gonna be slow.
Tell your drink. His drink is a great drink.
My drink is the Moscow Mule.
Of course.
Moscow Mule.
Anything with mule in it, you know Keegan.
I heard Mule. I'm like, line me up.
You wanted Mule and you wanted Moscow because it reminded you of Trump and Putin. This is a Republican bukkake.
Republican bukkake.
Look, I'm not politics.
I have a dossier that I get the recipe out of.
But what is the recipe?
And nobody will get it. Nobody will get this because it's in a dossier.
Is ginger beer, which is one of my favorite things. I used to like Dark and Stormy. I love the taste of ginger beer.
He did a Dark and Stormy earlier.
Oh, nice. Oh, really? Yeah. That was a callback? Oh, nice. Yep. So you get a ginger beer, you get some vodka.
It was the Duke and Stormy.
You get a lime.
If you need to remember.
And my little version of it, I like to put a little limoncello in it.
Limoncello? Look at you, Danny DeVito.
My lovely girlfriend.
Wait a minute. He just said ginger beer and limoncello in the same sentence and then went, my lovely girlfriend. Because he needed you people to know that he actually likes girls.
Yeah. Insert slanderous remarks here.
I have a girlfriend.
I like it.
He has a girlfriend.
You're like a 6 foot Danny DeVito.
Is there alcohol in ginger beer?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, ginger beer is great, and this drink is awesome. And they put it in what a brass
it's
cup?
In a copper mug.
Mug. It's copper so mug. Good. It's so
and
refreshing.
It keeps it ice cold.
Crackheads try to steal it.
Don't
so
some people
put,
mint in it or
they
whatever?
Put mint. I had one with cucumber vodka.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
That didn't take long.
Well,
Richie's Joel, on the floor.
Joel's either gonna edit or he's not.
Oh, we're editing. Oh my god! Ow, that hurt.
So well, people in the comedy club are having as much fun as us.
We're coming to you live from the comic
strip.
Really
we got it. Can
live
you edit
the comic strip?
We have to edit that. We have it's. Great as it was.
We could bleep it out, right? Is that what we're doing? Or is that any
Why? What are you guys so mad about? I said flag burner.
Okay. Anyway. So.
My lovely girlfriend for Valentine's Day, she bought me a Moscow Mule kit. The glasses.
Get out.
Yeah. The copper mugs.
She didn't even call me.
She didn't even
She called me for Christmas. I don't know what to get him. And I'm like,
well, she,
and I'm like, so
she got the gnome.
Wait,
alcoholic.
I go, you're calling his ex? Who does that? Because here's what happened. He and I hang out. We live in the same town, pretty much, in Long Island. And we became friends. And we meet after shows. It's been great. We meet at a bar, like, near our house, whatever. And now he meets. And I've been married 13 years. He meets the lovely Carla. And I noticed that, like, one day he called me. I'm like, you're not coming around as much. No, no. And he called
me. Just the last couple weeks.
He called me. We were going to meet. He was at one place with her, and I was at another place. And he called me and goes, hey, I'll meet you. Come on, come on. I'll meet you at the bar. So I get to the bar and I call him. I go, dude, I'm at the bar. Where are you? He goes, I'm not going to make it. And I go, listen, I want you to know something. The last 3 years together have been wonderful. And I'm going to miss you. And he's like, it's not like that. I go, it's exactly like that. We're not friends
anymore. Baby, it's not what you think.
It's not you, it's me.
She's like, are you talking to me? I'm like, no, I'm talking to Richie.
Called me for his Christmas gifts. And I go, well, he's a big Yankee fan. Why don't you get him opening day to the Yankees? And she goes, yeah, I hate baseball.
So Richie got himself a ticket to opening day.
I go, well, I'm pretty sure I'm free. So I'm pretty sure I'm going opening day Yankee That's Stadium. Right. I can't wait. You and
it's
me.
It's going
to
be exciting.
And we have to talk about the Yankee game.
Yeah, definitely.
But. So that's his drink. What are you doing?
Now it's time
You're
to go
freaking
to the
me
job.
Out. I don't
on,
like
on,
when
on.
You do that.
Sorry.
Joel has a tendency to look away at the window, and you know, and it drives me crazy. And I know no one can see it, but it drives me crazy.
It makes me laugh because Richie makes such a big deal out of
it drives me
trying
crazy.
To multitask to make him be able to just tell his story.
So
I like when he looks away because then I can see his dimples.
So
and he's adorable.
Wow.
So Joe, our producer.
I didn't know you were a MILF. So
well,
I didn't know you were a cougar.
We got a smilf and
so
a cougar.
So what's your joke?
Joke, you guys know I don't like to wax political, but
of course we saw your Facebook.
Keegan, if you've ever seen Keegan on Facebook, it's ugly. It's ugly.
He makes Kevin Downey Jr. look like fucking...
Like he's being calm.
Yeah, like the BBC.
The BBC.
I make Downey look like Switzerland. It's I don't know if you heard, it was
funny
years,
neutral
it was
joke.
Years ago, Donald Trump was at Chris Christie's wedding, and Donald Trump has a dance with the beautiful bride. Christie gets a little irritated, has a second dance with the bride, 15 minutes. Third dance with the bride, Donald Trump's with the bride. Chris Christie gets pissed. He runs over. He kicks her between the legs. As a riot breaks out, they all go to jail. Next day, in front of the judge asks Donald Trump what happened. Donald Trump said, I was dancing with the lovely bride. This maniac runs over and kicks her between the legs. The judge goes, ah, that must have hurt. He goes, yeah, you're goddamn right it hurt. It broke three of my fingers. His fingers were
you know what's
inside
great
of her.
About that joke? That joke's been told many times over the years, and they just keep changing the two men.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Really?
Like probably back in the day, it was like Hoover. You know what I mean? And
Grover
George
Lincoln.
Washington.
Yeah, yeah. So Abe Lincoln is dancing with General Lee's wife.
This poor fucking woman who gets kicked in the
yeah,
crotch.
Yeah, she just keeps getting kicked.
Every 4 years.
And now
or
they
eight.
Have a, they, now that you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't.
No, yeah.
You're not allowed to talk about
so,
kicking a woman.
So here's
the
deal.
God damn it, get this man off the podcast.
Here's the deal. If you want to know, if you don't know what Mike Keegan looks like, go to his website,
johnpinette.com.
Right. Or right. Or go
or
to
just go to John Panette's
or
website.
Look up a video of John Panette. Yeah. So a few
MikeKeeganComedy.com.
A few. Wow. Can I tell you something? This is like our 17th show. You are the
Shameless.
First whore who did that. Not one other
Shameless.
Not one other comic. Granted, every other comic we've had on the show is 70.
He didn't want people spending too much time on Google. Just go right to the source.
So, I was talking about my website, and I figured everyone's like, oh, what's his website?
I got to go to it. Oh, yeah.
Everybody else on the show went, well, I have a career.
So
they can just see me.
If you want to see me, put on your TV.
Just turn on the TV.
But Mike's demographic goes, what's
go to
a
your
TV?
Favorite comedy club. You'll find me.
Just look at the marquee outside the comedy club. You'll see these guys.
So so I told a story about being in a bar with Mike because every time we're in a bar in our neighborhood, because he grew up there.
It's
he
a
knows,
day.
He knows everybody. Every time at noon, he knows everybody. Everybody and everybody walks in. Mike, there's even a guy who hates me. The guy hates me because I'm with Mike. And I go, dude, that guy hates me. Like, I'll walk in and I'll be like, hey, buddy. And the guy's like, yeah.
Get out of my face, Richie.
And I go,
bro.
Yeah, and I'm
I
like,
get the biggest hug.
And I, yeah, and Mike, like the guy's like, Mike, like
Mike, let's go to the bathroom again.
But I go, the guy hates me. What does he do? He goes and says to the guy, be nice to Richie.
Hey,
he
laugh,
tells the
Richie.
Guy to be nice to me.
Laugh, Richie. He's having a hard time.
Like, I don't have enough fucking shit in my life.
I told him that Richie gets upset when you don't say hi to him.
Relax.
And the
laugh,
guy, but
Richie.
But here's
laugh,
the weird
Richie.
Thing. The
he
guy,
hates having the opening act
like
him.
The guy still won't talk to me. He still won't. I walk in and now like I'm like, dude, what's he's like, hey, what's up, man? Like he hates.
I guess
me.
I gotta say hi to you so I can hang out with Keegan.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, it's so that's what goes on in every bar that we go into. So one night, I've told this story already, we go into a bar, we meet at a bar where we're not gonna know anybody. And I walk in, he's already got a guy in his face, dude, I love you, man. You are the funniest.
Keegan, paint the picture. What are you wearing?
Purple, like tonight?
I was probably wearing something purple.
So right? Purple.
Yes. I was probably wearing my regular button-down and jeans, and maybe a little snug.
So,
he's
right.
Lost a little weight since then.
I did.
No, but it's,
but
know,
the guy
is dressed up. You dress nice. You dress nice.
But yeah, the guy is all over him and telling him he's the greatest comic he's ever seen, and he is eating it up, dude.
When I walked in.
Yeah, but Keegan's wearing like a collared shirt. You're in Long Island. Guys are wearing tank tops. Yeah.
But I'm just like saying.
80s do-rags.
When Richie walked, before Richie got there, I was walking in, and this guy was outside smoking a cigarette, and he recognized me right away.
He loved you.
And there were two hot girls standing next
logically.
To him. And they started right. Kind of inching over when he's talking. Hey, this is a famous comedian. He's great. I love him. Oh,
fuck yeah.
I'm like, I don't know this guy. He's like,
I've seen him in the back room at Governor's.
He can go on stage, but he was in the back room.
And he's like, I look at all your stuff on YouTube. I think you're great. This guy.
So I walk in, and the guy goes to me, you do know you're hanging out with an amazing comedian. And I'm like.
But here's the thing. So.
But he didn't know what you did professionally.
No.
He didn't know I did it?
Yeah.
No, he didn't know who I was. No, because I'm not as famous as him.
Right,
He put his arm around Richie in his 25-plus years in this business.
He said.
And said to Richie, do you know you're sitting next to the funniest comic I've ever seen?
With a legend.
So,
and Richie just.
But this
seething.
Guy. I was not seething. I was not seething.
I saw seething.
There was no seething. You couldn't see anything because your head was so big at that point that you couldn't see. He was like loving every second of it.
He asked me for an autograph.
The guy goes away, comes back. Dude, I just can't believe you're in this bar. And actually says, what's your name again? And he's like, Keegan. He's like, Keegan? Keegan.
He goes, yeah, Keegan.
And he goes, this guy's the greatest comic. Best and ever. He's going, huh. And finally I turn, I go, he thinks you're John Panette. And he never saw that. And I show the guy videos of John Panette.
Yeah,
and I'm going, and he's going, how funny is this bit? How funny is this bit?
He even knew the jokes.
He's like, you eat like killer whale. I love that bit. And this guy is looking at John Panette, looking at me, telling me how funny I am.
He still thinks it's Keegan.
It's great. You've been taking care of your skin.
I'm all gassed up. I'm all, gassed up, and Richie's just trying to cut me down. Because God forbid it's not about Richie Byrne for a second.
Yeah, he was running behind. Did you know that?
Exactly. Even the bartender is going, that's not him. He's the bartender guy. Dude, that's not him.
While I'm taking tips off the bar.
But does the guy still think?
He still, to this day, thinks that I'm John Panette.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
He was upset. He was, you were upset.
I wasn't
God
upset. I wasn't
God
upset. That's not fair.
It's not the Richie Byrne show. He has the Richie Byrne show. That's a real thing.
I was like, pun intended.
There's an actual
Richie Byrne show. There's also a John Panette show that you're not in.
Well, no one's pointed out that he's dead.
No, I did. I kept going, he's dead, dude. The guy's dead.
And
he's
guy
like,
looks at him like he's a maniac.
Yeah, he's like, what, he's right here. What are you talking about?
I don't know if you believe in ghosts.
Tell them. Now, here's the thing. When you're a headliner, which I am and you're not, you find guys, and you know this, that you want to work with,
they
and
like.
You go, I want to get on the road with this guy, because there's nothing worse than walking in a club, and you're like, I can't believe I got to deal with this asshole.
Well, you get some guy who's like, can't wait to like, upshow you or tell you how you're nobody,
right?
And you're like, it's like,
right.
Just open the show.
Open the show, right.
So open the show, get off stage, and make sure nobody fucks with my salad
right. While
I'm on stage.
And the other thing is the drive. If you can find someone you want to drive with, it's the best thing. Because, you know, so he and I are going, where were we going? Joel's show.
Oh, God, yeah.
We were doing lefties.
I like your guys' idea of doing the roads in New Jersey.
It's so cute.
It was way, like, down south in New Jersey.
No, it was
fun. Yeah, it was fucking...
We had to stop for gas.
Twice.
Well, this guy pulls up, and he's leaning to the side. So, sunglasses on, Richie Bird riding shotgun.
He goes, yo, where the fuck are we? My CD almost was at the end. Jesus Christ, how long have I been driving?
Yeah, and it was jumping at CD. But anyway, so we stop at a...
He's not stealing jokes, he's learning his act.
We stop at a... hey.
Mike, why are you writing notes while you're driving?
It's not stealing if the guy's dead. It's open to the public. So we stop at a...
if you lose some weight, you could do Kevin Meaney.
We stop at a rest stop. And I go, I'm going to get a coffee.
Is there a rest stop within that distance?
Who needs to rest 20 minutes into a drive?
So,
oh, my God. We almost got to the next neighborhood.
This is when you know you're old. So I go, dude, you want anything? He goes, get me like a bottle of iced tea. So I'm going to get a coffee at Starbucks. So I go in. He's in the car.
He's getting a coffee. He's not even driving.
I leave my phone in his car. So I go in. I go to Starbucks. I don't know what they were doing, but for some reason, this girl could not make my coffee. And I'm standing there. It's got... Oh, Dustin.
What did you order?
Dude, I ordered a coffee. A coffee. So it's got to be 40 minutes. I'm in. And I can't tell him that... my phone's in the car. I can't call him. So
I don't know what's going on.
I get my coffee. I go outside, and he's parked. He's pulled up, like, right by the door.
It's 25 minutes
later. And I'm like, dude, and he's white. I'm like, dude, I'm
really
sorry.
Where the fuck were you?
Like, here's what he goes. I thought you fell. I thought you fell.
That's a fat guy problem.
Is it like, he fell?
It's an old fat, like I'm in a stall.
Oh, you probably fell.
Can't get up.
Your walker was all the way
I'm
over.
Like, he fell. I don't know how long it's going to take them to find him.
If I leave the car and then he comes out, I missed him. But if he's in there falling, what do I do?
This is a conundrum for old people.
And it's like the first show I'm doing for Joel. I'm like, I don't want to be late.
I don't want to be late, but Richie fell.
Like, Richie's going to make me late.
Well, I love how iced tea plus coffee equals something happened.
Pandemonium.
Something really has gone wrong.
Hooker showed up.
Why didn't you call me? I go, my phone's in the car. I didn't know what to do.
I thought you fell.
We've all seen those phone I can't get up commercials.
His phone didn't ring?
No, I think I might have been on silent.
I think you're lying. Maybe I didn't even call you.
We hugged.
I just thought he
was.
Fell.
We had a hug.
Been more relieved
then
to see this
fingered
man.
Each other on the way to the gig.
He leaves his car running anyway. And starts running into the.
So, yeah. But that's why I love Mike is that when you find that guy that you want to hang out with and take a ride with and do the gig, you know how it is. It's such a. You know, I don't care that he sucks on stage. As long as
the show's good.
You can get through his 10 minutes. You can bring the crowd back.
We did.
But I'm fun to drive.
We did a theater once. It was hot as hell in the theater. And he's up and he's killing and all. And I go up and I look down and he had
sweat. Puddles of sweat.
All over. And I go, there's sweat on the floor. And I go, I'm standing in a puddle of Keegan. And the audio.
I am so mad that I chose to drink a sip of water at that moment, or else I would have spit it all over.
You heard a collective, oh.
Now, yeah, you did. That's exactly.
Jesus.
Now, let me ask you a question, because you are, how long have you been in comedy now?
About 6 years.
6 years. So, how long have you been in?
Me, somewhere between around 15... Okay. 16.
Now, it's, I think
12 years for me, but anyway.
Are you in comedy? So.
We're asking about doing comedy?
My bad.
So, I think it's changed a lot. It's changed so much since I started out. I think it's changed since you started out. It's very different now. And
dude, I mean, I used to book a club. I knew what the industry was looking for. Like, they used to tell me what they were into, and now I see what they're into, and I'm like, there's no way it's the same formula they told me.
But I think it's interesting that they can get seen. They can become popular without needing the club.
But it's social media.
Social media.
But the problem is, hey, you can get seen. Go out there. You have a million Facebook followers and, you know, whatever, and they love you and they fucking can't wait for your next thing. But then what happens when you suck? Because you're not...
Well,
you have
that's
zero...
what happens a lot of the time. If you have 100,000 Twitter followers, a club will book you to host or have, you know, Twitter Joe and his, all his friends, and then the guy ends up sucking.
It's like now, Schubert says, job security.
Yeah, but yeah. Let me ask you a question. When I was starting out, it was like a badge of honor to not have a day job. Yeah. And I don't, that was like a big deal among other comics. Like, you got a day job? And if you didn't have a day job, it meant you were doing well.
Yeah.
Now, is it still the same way with that? Do you guys ever, because we, that was like a big thing for
us. Well, yeah, that was something for me that it was like, I take as a pride. Since I've been 17, I've never had a real job. My last job on my resume is like lemonade stand. I've been an artist since then, and I've supported myself. You know? See,
right, but I'm, but really it's, cool. But the money sucks so bad now.
It does, but you know what? That was part you know, of the, that's part of the fucking pain.
Everyone has it, and I've had like Keith Anthony told me, if you don't have a day job, you're a fucking idiot. You know?
Yeah.
And
he's always had a day job.
Yeah,
he waits tables and stuff, and he's a brilliant.
He's killing it.
I don't have any shame in having a day job, and I know a lot of guys that brag that they'll quit comedy because they don't have to have a day job, but they walk dogs during the day, they sell weed, like they still make money. And they make money outside of comedy.
So it hasn't changed.
They
that's
don't quit their
question.
Sales job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I gig.
I think that's my question.
Changed because guys will brag when they don't have a day job, but
they still technically have a day job.
Still technically have a day job. Yeah.
And what? When you, is it very important now to run a show?
It is.
Like it seems like when I was younger,
yeah.
Running a show was a good thing, but you didn't have to. If you were pretty decent, you'd get on. But it just seems like everybody has to have a show now.
It's so saturated now that you have to
and
have a
show.
And
it kind of hurts the comedy industry. Because I'll have people say to me, oh, Keegan's working everywhere. and I'm like, yeah, he's working, but he's working every gig that he can take.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly,
different,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm working a lot, but a lot of them aren't such quality gigs. I mean,
right,
you know.
Right.
And then I book two of my own shows, and that's just to swap spots with other comics and
right.
keep working.
So it's still the same,
yeah.
Pretty much. It's still the same.
It's easy to fall out of the spotlight. So easy to fall out of the spotlight if you're not keeping yourself relevant and you have your own show.
I love being a new comic that you have a spotlight.
Well, but here's the other thing. It's as much as I'm saying I like hanging out with them and all, this kid's out working
no,
all the time.
I know. And dude,
you know,
I was first.
Hey, where
are
you going? I'm going to the city. You know, he's got his day job. He gets in the car. He drives to the city. But and I, when I see that, and I'm sure you're the same way, I'm like, all right, I got to help this guy as much as I can. I mean, even though he's not that funny, I got to help him.
I believe in him. He'll
because
get funny.
He works hard.
Help me be funny.
There's still something there.
He works hard.
Well, folks, this is Drink, Jokes, and Storytelling. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a lot of fun. I love you guys.
You're the best.
Nice.
Last call.
Thanks for listening to Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling.